Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey! We'll let you clap, and then we'll give you a second to pull your phone out because it is time to play Beat the Bank. Hopefully you remember that password we just gave you less than 10 minutes ago.
Dang, I forgot it.
I don't remember it.
Oh, no, Al.
I can't play anyway, so it's cool.
You're going to need it to go inside the vault. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What number, Jenna?
Ooh, 23.
Car number 23. Get to play round one of Beat the Bank, and if you don't get in this hour, we'll play again next hour because we play twice a day. That's how we roll. We told you that there was some new music out from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nice of him to drop it on the weekend.
It's the weekend, baby.
And we're going to play a fun game called Which Ex-Girlfriend is he singing about? And which one does he want to get back together with? Because he has one where we think he's calling out an ex-girlfriend and one where he's, I'd feel good if I was here, hearing these words said about me. So let's kick it off here with his song, Call Out My Name, who people say, they think he's singing about Selena right here.
Okay.
So take a close listen. So he says,
yep,
I said I didn't feel nothing, baby, but I lied. I almost cut a piece of myself for your life. Guess I was just another pit stop.
Just made up your mind.
So does that mean he almost gave her his kidney?
Or maybe he was trying to and wasn't a candidate or something?
Exactly.
It didn't match.
Right? That's literal, man.
He was willing to give her the kidney.
I didn't like how she did him.
Well, she was waiting for the Justin.
Well, he was apparently never fully over Bella. So maybe they're both wrong in it, you know?
Yeah. And you said that line just, JC, was...
You just wasted just my...
He was just another, just another...
Oh!
Just another one.
Yeah, another one. Yeah, and he threw just again, and you just wasted my time.
Yeah,
He's throwing just in there for just in. Because he's throwing just in there. See,
there
just
you go.
In.
Analyzing lyrics.
Theories.
We are.
That's what we're doing. Speaking of Bella.
Come on.
In his song, Wasted Time, he seems to want his ex, Bella Hadid, back because they were dating before he got with Selena. Check these lyrics out.
Okay. Equestrian in a rap song.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Did he just throw equestrian in a rap song?
Well, because.
Guess what? Bella.
Bella is a horse trainer.
Equestrian.
No, she
rider.
Likes to ride.
She likes to ride.
No.
That's why
of
he
course.
Says, you were equestrian, so ride it like a champion.
Wow.
Because she rides horses.
And how her body functions, because doesn't she have Lyme?
She has Lyme's disease, yeah.
Oh, Lyme. I thought. I don't know.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, she does.
Hmm.
So that one's about Bella.
Wow. All right.
I got her and Gigi confused.
How?
Gigi's the blonde.
Okay.
That's easy.
Gigi dated Zayn.
Yeah, Gigi. Girls can change their hair color like
and
they changed
And Cody Simpson.
Their...
And they just broke up.
Correct.
Her and Zayn.
I wonder if she's creeping back on Cody.
No way.
No.
Where is Cody Simpson at?
I don't know.
No
idea.
If I were to get back with an ex, which one would I? You know, because you think the world
Your
is
last
so small.
One.
No. I mean, as a result of that breakup,
sure.
Would I go back to another? Which ex would I go back to? You guys know a majority of them.
Uh huh. Which one do you think you'd go back to? Bartenica.
Oh yeah, she was nice. She laughed at all my jokes. She was great.
She loved your stories.
She loved my jokes, man. She would laugh at a joke like she never heard it before in her life. Yes.
And she would hook it up.
Or Sign Girl.
Sign Girl was pretty cool.
Nah, I can't do Sign Girl. Or Rapetica.
Nope.
No, she's married.
No.
Yeah. What about the girl that said Texas?
No.
Text.
Yeah. No, I can't go back to an incorrect grammatical chick.
ex-wife. You can't even speak straight.
What about your ex-wife? Yeah, somebody in the audience.
How about Andy?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's my weak spot.
Didn't she dump you for some guy with a Mercedes?
Yeah, she did.
And then she got a Mercedes?
And then she got a Mercedes. Yeah. She
from the guy.
Yeah. She won a lot. But I think she's single again.
She was my favorite.
She's single again?
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
I hadn't talked to her in years. Yeah. In fact, Kelly told me that she was single
I haven't
again.
Seen her in years. Now I ran into her in a Target parking lot, and I haven't seen her since. But
if you know Andy, tell her Al's
interested. No, that's okay. No, that's all right.
Al wants to visit that well again.
She poured water on
If he
me.
Couldn't give her a Mercedes then, he really can't give her one now.
She threw water on you?
She poured water twice.
Mad.
For what?
I don't even know.
Being a pig?
Something I did.
Yeah.
One time, she was upstairs at a club, and she saw me, and she poured water. Like, first, it was like a little drop, and then she waited for me to look up, and then she poured like a whole glass of water on me.
Yeah, did you not look because you were making out with another girl?
Yeah,
or something?
Exactly.
Oh, Andy, I love her.
Just proclaiming love for exes. Yeah.
So Al would go. You would go back to an ex, is what you're saying.
It's easy.
That's right. It's just easy.
Your comfortable. World,
yeah.
What about you, Jenna? Would you go back to an ex?
Yeah.
No. No.
It's not my last one. It's a different one.
No. That is like
college ex.
That's totally done.
College ex.
I mean, I've been talking to someone that I've gone out with before.
Oh, really?
And I'm into it.
You're into it.
I am.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, now.
Marble time.
Oh, is this who we've been hanging out with? Yeah.
Marble time.
He's cool. No, like I like this guy.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
All right.
Yeah. Let's move on. We're doing new music right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Tori Kelly has a new song out. This one's called Help Us to Love. Listen to her sing every day.
I don't know, but it's your sound.
It sounds gospel. Yeah. I know she's popular and she's famous, but I feel like she should be way more famous than she is.
That's a jam right there.
She should be up there with Ariana Grande. She should be up there with Taylor Swift. Her voice is that good. I just don't know what's going on there. But that Tori Kelly, Help Us to Love, that's her new song. And you heard The Weeknd's got his new songs out there talking about his ex-girlfriends. So go pick those up. That's your New Music Friday, but we got to get to the game. Big Al, are you ready?
I am ready.
Oh. Hit it.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Get in our vault. Don't hesitate. If this Friday is good, a grand would make it great.
That's right.
Beat the bank.
Hey.
Beat the bank.
Now, we know Big Al's off, but it's because we're on location and there's a delay.
There's a delay.
Or as we started calling it yesterday, a peavey.
You can try the next one a cappella.
How'd you rate that one, peavey?
How's that? That rap was pretty good.
Thank you, buddy.
That was a pretty good rap. All right, let's meet our contestant. Carla, are you there?
I am.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Happy Good Friday. What are you going to do to celebrate today?
I'm pulling into work.
Oh, they got you working today?
I am.
We feel you on that one.
Yeah, right?
What do you do?
I work for United Way.
Oh, now we definitely want you to win, Carla. For real. Okay, well, let's get to it. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Please enter your password.
Battery.
Password accepted.
Yay!
Yeah. Carla, you have gained access to the bank vault. That means you and the banker are going to be in there together, and he's going to throw dollar amounts your way. That increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, it can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop, because if you don't and that vault closes, Carla, you know what happens, right?
It closes.
It closes, and you get nothing. And that's not, we don't want
that.
That's not the United Way.
Good one, JC. Hey. Good one.
Carla, you feeling good?
I hope so.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. We're going to all say it with you, okay?
All right. Let's get ready to play.
Beat the
Wait, what? What are you doing?
I don't know.
You threw everything off.
Al threw me off. I'm going
Ready to?
Oh my God!
I don't know what happened.
What happened, dog?
I don't know.
We've been doing this game for like 10 years.
You know, sometimes my brain's a short circuit.
Let's get ready to play.
Beat the bank.
80, 190, 220, 270. 290, 370, 470, 580.
Stop.
Oh. Yeah.
$580.
$580.
Not too bad,
right?
There, Carla. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that money?
Thank you. I will be spending a weekend with my husband and my girls, I think.
Yeah. Little road trip?
Yep, probably.
Well, you know, just for fun, this is, you get to keep that $580. That's all yours. For fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
770.
Oh, good jump.
Oh!
All right,
Carla,
you did good.
You played it just right.
You did good, girl. You did good.
I'm so happy.
Oh, and you have a great day today at the United Way, and thank you so much for listening and playing, okay, Carla?
Thank you so much. I'll have a great weekend.
All right.
Hey, you too. Happy Easter.
And hang on. We'll get you all set up with your money. Carla's walking away with $580. That's not the last time we're playing Beat the Bank, because we'll play in less than 1 hour.
That's right.
We'll play again. Don't you worry. We'll hook you up with a brand new password, too, as well. But coming up next, I see a bunch of cute little girls out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, with
does this
little...
mean I have to buy Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, we're probably going to have to buy stuff.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what's going to happen.
Little vest.
Oh. Okay,
I see little vests.
Okay.
I see boxes of cookies. And I'm hearing word that Caroline Craddock is in the house.
Oh,
okay.
So she's going to talk to us. We'll get to chat with her about American Idol and all that good stuff and what else she has going on in her world. We'll talk to Caroline Craddock next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On this Good Friday, having a good time.
Yay!
Gave away some money with Beat the Bank. We'll play again in about, 40 minutes. We got to give your password in about 30.
Sounds good.
Brand new password. We'll hook you up with that. Showbiz Top 5 in 20 minutes. Kelly's working hard on there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm typing with my frozen little fingers. It's hard.
I know. I just told you to see. It's so cold. I'm thinking about who I'm going to eat.
Yeah, currently looking for cuddle partners. It's so cold.
You know what? We have not mentioned, but maybe once or twice today. Yesterday, JC broke a world record.
Thank you.
Who made you?
Yay.
Who made you this hoodie, by the way?
DJ Kane.
Okay.
What does it say?
I walked across 168 feet of Lego. Yeah, set a world record.
Yeah, you did.
That was a quick turnaround.
Yeah, quick turnaround on that shirt.
We got a squad. We got a team doing stuff for us. Yeah, so thanks to him. Yeah, feet are feeling good.
Yeah?
My wife broke my microphone they gave me yesterday after I asked her to not touch it.
Oh, I didn't want them to find out.
We fixed it, though.
That was bad.
Yeah.
They made a microphone made out of Legos.
Took him, 9 hours to make it?
Yeah, the guy came up, presented it to JC. JC was holding it with kid gloves.
I know.
He goes to get a cup of coffee.
The man said, whatever you do, hold it with two hands.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I put it down.
I looked at my wife and I said, watch this. Don't touch it.
Yeah, we had to take a group photo.
I turn around. I hear a beer spill, glass break, Legos fly everywhere. Lego fly everywhere. I look back and Kenzie's standing there with beer on her crotch. and she looks at me like, I touched it.
You still got the record.
Yeah, we got the record and we fixed it. He fixed it for us. And joining us on the show right now is the beautiful, talented American Idol contestant Caroline Craddock.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi. That reminded me of the wickedly talented.
The wickedly talented.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
We finally get to talk to you after you've been on American Idol.
Have I, though?
You did. You were on American Idol. If you forgot.
We saw you.
We are here to remind you. This was Caroline on American Idol this past week.
I want to be the next American Idol because I didn't make it on The Bachelor, and I feel like this is my last choice. So, no, I'm just kidding.
They didn't show off your singing skills, but they showed off your joke skills.
Yeah, but who goes on American Idol to be heard from singing? I'm trying to get an SNL contract.
Right. This could launch your stand-up career.
Yeah, I think it already has, maybe.
I think so, because the reception was awesome to that joke.
Thank you.
Now, although we didn't hear you when you guys did the group, because you guys have to group up, and that's usually when they show drama, by the way.
Yeah, and they try to create a lot of drama.
They didn't show it on the TV show, or as much as they have in the past. It's like everybody was getting along. Were there fights going on?
They try to curate fights. So we're at 4 hours of sleep on the third day, and so they came up to my group, and this one girl, Maddie Poppy, who is amazing. They were like, well, Maddie sounded flat on that. I think she's trying to sabotage you.
No,
I don't think she's trying to sabotage you. But they get you in that moment, and you say one thing, and, you know.
They try to get you on camera, but you guys were strong. Your squad was strong.
We were really strong, yeah.
But don't you know the more conflict that you have, the more TV time you'll probably get?
Yeah, that's the secret, right?
Yeah,
Caroline, you watched enough Housewives.
I know, I should have.
But Caroline's not petty like that. You're not going to create drama.
No, I've got a lot to lose. I've got a charity that I run. And, right. You know, I don't really need to be on TV that bad. So.
And when you think about it, they're not judging the group. They're judging your personal performance in the group,
sure.
Right? To get
yeah.
you through.
Yeah.
We actually found some audio of you, of your group.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
We're good. Well, we just wanted to hear Caroline.
Was that in my bar?
Okay, yeah.
It sounds like it.
That's in the hallway, right? When you guys are practicing.
Yeah, we're in the hallway. And then, so we get on stage, and each judge, this is the second round, and the judges haven't had any commentary yet. Mm. So this is our first round with commentary. So we're so excited. Like, what are they going to tell us? And so they switch judges, and we're like hoping for Katy Perry, because she's the one that gives really great commentary and can be kind of hard on you, but at least it's something.
Constructive.
Right.
But we got Lionel, and.
Did he talk about the Commodores?
He talked about the Commodores.
Of course.
That's the thing, man.
Yeah, he told this long story about how they were first called the Commodes or something, and I don't know why. I black out every time he talks.
It's so soothing. That's
pretty funny, though,
and
the Commodes.
So he talked about that for like 15 minutes, and then he said, you know what, Caroline, Maddie, y'all know what to do with your hands, and I like that.
The hands. That's the...
It's important.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's important.
It is.
So, made it to Hollywood Week, and all I got was that I know what to do with my hands.
That's good. That's constructive.
And a good joke. Yeah. And this coming weekend is going to be the solo performances,
round.
Right?
Yes.
Now, are you allowed to talk about what happens and stuff, or can you tell us that, are you there at the, because I saw you sitting down.
I did advance to the solo round.
Right,
so that's
show it.
The third.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yay.
I guess that's the first time I've said it. Yeah, so I did advance to the third round.
Okay.
And so they'll play that on Sunday. I don't know if I'm getting a feature.
Yeah, that's the thing. You never know if you're going to be on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that I do know, and I'm just like, oh, no, tune in. Like, I really don't know.
Right.
I wish I did. Because
they film so much, and then you don't know what they're going
to use. Yeah, so we'll have to tune in on Sunday
Definitely.
To find out.
Definitely. But how many of your group made it through?
Three out of four. And my, like, gay bestie, Will, was the one that got cut, and I lost it. Like,
aww.
You know, you're at the brink of exhaustion.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things you start crying and you don't know why you're crying because you're so tired. And so they caught it all on film, so I'm hoping they don't air it because I just lost it. I was like,
dude, Will.
Hey, every man for himself.
Will Supple, go check him out on Instagram.
Pour a little out for our homie, Will.
Yeah, he's the best.
And hopefully we get to see Caroline Ugly cry on American Idol this week. And you brought some friends this morning, Caroline.
I did. I brought one of our sweet kids and her Girl Scout troop this morning.
Yay.
And they're sitting over there looking so cute.
Are we bringing, is this mom, Chelsea?
Yes.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello, good morning.
Good
we brought
morning.
You cookies.
Do we have
I haven't had enough to eat this morning.
You guys, the s'mores, if you haven't tried them yet.
I love the s'mores.
I have two packages.
Oh, those are good.
Chelsea, those are the best.
Yes.
Do you have any bacon flavor?
What?
It seems to be the theme today.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, so cute.
Is JC going to talk?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the speaker of the troop?
I will.
You will? I'll okay, so.
She's raising her hand. I'll do it.
But your daughter's JC.
Yes, so JC and I, we went on the kids' trip with you guys in November.
Did.
And so we just had that in the back of our heads all the time that we could obviously never repay you guys for what we experienced and all of the memories that we've taken with us. So, and you know, and so with JC being in Girl Scouts, obviously we try to teach them respect and foundational values. So this year, as they were selling cookies, they kept in mind that the money is supposed to last, right? So
yeah,
we only sell cookies for, you know, a month and a half. Mm-hmm. But all this money that they are raising is going to things other than them. And it's going to all of the events that we get to do as a troop together. So as their donational contribution, they wanted to support JC and Kids Kids. So we are here to give you their portion.
Aww.
Yay!
Aww.
Thank you, girls.
Very sweet.
Well done.
Yes, so thank y'all very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. Girls. All right, so give me the check.
We'll give it to Caroline. She's the CEO of Kids Kids.
Oh, and
yay,
a box of cookies.
I'll pass it to Caroline for you. Thank you.
Hand all these cookies out.
And again, you heard Chelsea saying JC is a Girl Scout. She's not speaking to me. She's talking about her daughter, JC.
Yeah, JC.
I was not accepted into the Girl Scouts.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
Unfortunately.
You got it?
Oh,
that's all right. Falling cookies.
Y'all had a lot of patches.
Broken cookies. Oh, they updated the packaging.
Oh,
very nice.
And look at all the patches you guys have. Well done.
Yeah.
You're getting all those patches. JC, good to see you again.
She waved.
So great to see y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
Y'all give it up for our Girl Scouts.
Yay.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks, Girl Scouts. And we're going to go ahead and we ran out of time.
That's all right. We'll come back with more stuff.
Yeah, because we do have a feel-good update from one of our Kid Nation members. Caroline, stick around with us.
I will.
Caroline's going to keep hanging out with us.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for round two of Beat the Bank.
Woo-hoo.
You remember that password?
I do.
I hope you do.
I remember it.
Good
you said
job,
it a
Kelly.
Lot.
I bet you Al doesn't. Do you remember
I
it, Al?
You would.
The password? Yeah. Don't say it, but do you remember it?
No. Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes,
you do. Okay.
Yes.
Well, if you remember it, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank. Make sure you know that password so you get inside the vault and win up to $1,000. But right now, it's time for our favorite weekly segment.
That's generous.
That's what I like with Jenna Owens. Well, it's our favorite because sometimes we get fed and sometimes we get makeup.
Today, yeah, you're not going to get fed, but you're going to get beautified.
Because we've been fed all morning.
Yeah, we have been. I still got a little pancake left.
And that makes me think, who out here in this live audience is the biggest JC fan?
Me!
I like that. I like the noise. I like the noise.
He is the captain now.
Okay, you with the dark lipstick. I'm going to need you. In
with
just a
slayer?
Second, I'm going to have you do something to JC. Are you over 18?
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Okay,
good thing
you.
Kinsey
admitted
it.
Well,
today.
It's makeup. I just don't want to use a small child.
You know I'm married.
There you go. There you go,
Trey. It's not inappropriate. I just thought it would incorporate our live audience.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, then I'm going to use one of you.
Yeah.
All right. But
yeah,
first,
you get ready.
The Weeknd dropped this new album. I was listening to it on the way to work, and I know we played a couple of the songs that were very specifically about his ex-girlfriends. This whole album is, like, kind of feels...
Like he's sad?
Like sexy and sad and, I don't know.
Because he's normally
dirty,
all about...
thoughtful.
He's all about the sexy.
He's in it. He's feeling it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have another song for you, and this one's good. It's called Try Me. Fan of The Weeknd.
Yeah.
When I went and saw him in concert, I was so impressed. It was so good. He's really good.
I miss his old hair.
He's actually...
I like his short
hair. He does a better show when he does it on a weekday.
Thank you for adding that commentary to my segment.
Hey, that's just want to be a part of the conversation. Thank you, Greg. Best joke
ever. Kelly, I don't know. Have you still been reading a book a month?
No, I cut it down to I cut it down to 6 books a year because one a month was overwhelming. And I still got, I'm never going to finish Beach Music. I'm just giving up.
Which one's that one?
It was the one that's about 50 million pages long.
Oh, yeah, no, you're not.
Okay, well, I read a book. It's on the bestseller list, and a lot of people recommended it to me. And it's a nonfiction book. It's technically a self-help book, but yes, not in a pitiful way.
Okay.
The title of the book, you've probably seen the cover because it'll be in the airport. It has a very catchy cover and title. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a...
Oh, I like that.
But it's a very good book, actually. So I say self-help, but it's not all pitiful. It's actually about changing your focus on the things that bother you and what you care about in life to get happier.
Okay.
And this guy wrote it, and it all came from him being kind of a typical guy in his 20s that was just chasing cool things, wanting to look cool, kind of being a DB. You know, he's like, I just thought this stuff sounded cool, but I was just escaping life and trying to check off cool things. So I stopped caring about those things and started not giving a blank, and it kind of teaches you a different mentality. I love it. I've had a bunch of friends read it. We all love it. Mark Manson is the author. He said his life felt empty, and he wanted to get happier, so it's great.
I was going to read a self-help book one time, but I just couldn't get motivated.
Wow, you've been on a roll lately.
I like that one. That was good. That was good.
Okay, who's going to come up here and put something on JC?
Thank you, JC.
She can come up.
Come on, Slayer.
Come on.
Somebody.
That's
somebody.
You.
Come on, that's you. Yeah, sure. Okay. Come on.
Come touch me.
You want to go out to the stage?
Yeah, go around. Here? Unless she wants to go under the...
Come around here. Can you come around here?
Yeah. We got stairs over here. Come it's easier. Up.
Okay, so I wear this stuff a lot, and I don't know. I found it. It's one of my favorite beauty products. Girls, I don't think guys are going to like it, but it'll be fun to put on JC. It's called Body Blur.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like body makeup. It's just tinted, but it covers every single imperfection. Kelly, I don't know if you've ever used that Sally Hansen airbrush spray on your legs.
I did, and it was... On my legs, it was kind of creepy looking. My legs look like mannequin legs.
This is way better. So yeah, I was going to compare it to
me
that.
Out.
This is way better. But I put it on. People always ask me, like, what are you wearing on your chest and on your legs? And this is so, so, so good.
And they have it in different shades,
I'm
assuming.
Where'd she go? Did she run?
She's right there. Al's hugging her.
Okay.
Gina wants you over there with her.
Yeah, I was going to have you put this on JC's legs so he can
That's
try
a lot.
It.
On my what?
On your leg.
On my leg?
Or on your arm. Try it on.
My leg's ashy, so I don't, you know,
it's like it's like rub on pantyhose, basically.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I don't know. It's really great and shimmery. Put it on it.
Find an imperfection.
I went to one.
Okay.
NYX store yesterday.
You may not find one on JC.
I act like I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
What's your name?
Is it lotion?
Name? You rub it in like lotion.
What's your name, babe?
Makes you tan and shiny.
Yo, Jenna got me a massage this morning.
What is your name?
Shaniqua.
Hey, Shaniqua.
Shout out.
Thank you.
And what's your little girl's name?
Lila Mai.
Lila.
Lila just sang me Arroz con Leche, the song. Her little daughter can sing in Spanish.
What do you think about your skin, JC?
Gosh, we're almost the
Yo! You got me tan.
Wait.
Like, this is legit.
Let me see.
I'm like Shaniqua calls. Right?
Congratulations,
it's not like
super you're in the club,
right?
No, it's like, not super. It's not like fake tan.
Like
or
it blends in pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. Anyway, it's like one of my favorite things, and I just wanted to bring it because a lot of people have been asking me about it. It's called Body Blur.
Body Blur.
You can buy it at the Sephora or
who makes it?
Vita Liberata. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Just look at Body Blur.
Skin finish. 24-hour wear.
That's mocha.
Try it out.
I look right now. I'm just going to be showing off my forearm all day. Like, yo, what's up?
You're glowing.
I'm so glowy right now.
So those are the things I like today. Snacks for you guys. Sorry.
Thank you, Shaniqua, for helping.
Thanks, Shaniqua.
She put some on her hands.
Yeah, do you want some? You're more than welcome to try some on. Yeah.
I think I'm already a little natural tan.
We got it covered, Shaniqua.
Thank you for helping.
And if you like any of those products or anything Jenna just talked about, go to KidNation.com and we'll put them up there.
Yeah.
It's Jenna's That's What I Like. We'll be back with a brand new one next Friday. We'll see what she's into then. Big shout out to Shaniqua for helping us out right there. But it's time, Big Al Mac.
Yeah, man.
Let's do it.
Oh, acapella.
Who needs Tinder? Who needs Bumbler? Who
give Big Al their phone number. Beep the bang.
Oh, look at all the volunteers.
Hey.
Yep.
Oh.
Wow. Zero.
There were so many volunteers for the last segment.
Girl Scouts,
put your hands down.
They heard the word volunteer. They're like, yes.
You don't want to be this kind of volunteer, ladies. Trust, you're a little underage.
That's a beautiful bow in your head. Put your hand down, please.
Don't tell her. She wants to volunteer.
No. That's fine.
Hey, Lori, how you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm great. Nervous.
You're a little nervous. What are you up to right now?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm parked on the side of Highway 59.
I love that highway.
Yeah. Well, what's the traffic looking like? Is it steady or is it a bumper to bumper? What's it like?
No, it's steady.
That's East Texas. You see, yeah, that's probably Longview.
No, actually, I'm in Texarkana.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, my other favorite East Texas city.
That's our traffic update right there.
Texarkana. Travis got stacked up on the 59.
Any big plans this weekend, Lori? Any Easter egg hunts or anything like that?
Actually, we're going to go and spend some time with a friend at their church and go Easter egg hunting.
That's right.
All right.
That's a lot of people go to church twice a year, and it's for Easter and then Christmas. But
You're right.
Do you have your car in reverse right now?
So I get Christmas off and Easter, so yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you could use some money, right?
Yes, I could.
All right, well, let's step up to that vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Painting.
Password accepted.
Yeah, that was the password. It has been accepted. That means you get to enter the vault. Now, here's how the game is going to work. Lori, you'll be in there with the banker who gives you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. How gutsy are you feeling? Hopefully, you're feeling gutsy enough to stick it out to $1,000 because that's how high it can get up to. It doesn't have to, but it can. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, because if you don't yell stop and that door closes on you, you get nothing. Okay, Lori?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Even if it goes to $1,000, you have to say stop.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
All right, Lori, let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120, $190, $230, $260, $330, $380. 440, 530, 630, 720, 800, 930.
You said stop.
$930.
You had a whole audience stressed out.
I could barely hear her, but she didn't say stop, right?
Yeah, $930.
$930, girl.
Could you hear the audience yelling stop when you got to about $600?
No, I couldn't, but my heart was saying stop.
What are you going to do with $930?
Wow.
Pay off some of my college loan, probably.
That's all right.
You know, there's a
practical.
There's a nice little boutique right there on Highway 59. You might want to stop by on your way to work, okay?
Yeah. All righty. Thank you so much. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning.
Love you too, baby.
Thank you.
Well, Lori, you get that $930, but just for fun, let's see if the banker had just one more in.
One more $70, yeah.
All righty.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
You played it perfectly. Congratulations and happy Easter.
Wow, that is
Thank you. That's
how you play Beat the Bank right there. Lori, you hold on. Have a wonderful Easter weekend and enjoy your $930.
I would have lost that because I would have said if it went that high, it's going to $1,000.
Yeah, of course, right?
It's going to it. I would have lost $930.
Yeah, but I would have stopped like around $600. Yeah. That's me, you know, I'm safe.
Yeah, I'm usually a $700 kind of guy. I think $700 would have me just fine. Hey, if you want to play Beat the Bank, it's going to be back on Monday. We play twice a day. So your shot to win up to $1,000 is not gone. So make sure you're here on Monday. We'll hook you up again, and we'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Everybody cheer!
Yeah!
Oh, we got a crowd out here having a good time.
Friday.
I wish we had this amount of... No, I think we did. For my, it's been 24 hours since I broke the world record for walking on Lego.
It has. Hey, congratulations again. Y'all give it up for Mr. JC.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Kelly did point out during the break that I became the uppity Lego guy because I was going off on people. They kept correcting me every time I said I was going to walk on Legos. And they would correct me and say...
All the Lego purists. Lego.
Yeah. They said it was Lego, and I finally got upset, and I was like, stop correcting me.
Until the man that worked for Lego said the plural of Lego is Lego.
So now I'm a Lego guy.
Yeah, you're like annoying.
I'm correcting everybody right there. But thank you to everybody that shared the video and that sent messages and,
and
took
deal.
Pictures. It's a big deal.
Huge deal, man.
People are really excited about that.
We've never had that on the show before, have we, Kelly?
No.
A world record?
No.
Not like that.
No.
That was fun. And Russ Face called me yesterday and he played a trick on me.
What?
What did he do?
I was going to try to take a nap because I was all tired from the excitement. He calls me and he goes, hey, JC. And I said, what's up? And he goes, the Today Show wants you.
Wow.
You want to talk about just your blood rushing to your head and just you getting so excited. I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm just kidding. I just have a question real quick about a commercial.
That was the Russ prank?
Russ with the prank, bro.
That's a solid prank.
He got me good.
That's a solid prank.
I was getting ready. I'm gonna beat.
Are you gonna beat him up?
No.
What was his question?
It had to do with a commercial or something. It was nothing big.
It was just
a random commercial. I was like, man, that was good. I'll give him that one because I'm usually the prankster in the office, and Russ is the butt of my prank.
The guy that wears a scarf.
So he got me good.
Yeah, he's like, see, the next time you hide my water cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see who's laughing now.
One time we super glued his cup to the desk. That was pretty cool. And we had it full of water, which is dope.
When Russ realizes he's the Dwight.
He got me good, so I give him that one.
That's funny.
I have that. I know we normally do Feel Good Friday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's great.
But I have a Feel Bad Friday for me.
No.
Wow.
Feel Bad Friday?
And I know
that gets us started on the weekend.
Friday?
Taco Bell is taking away my fries.
Already?
Yeah.
I thought that they just came out with these.
They're for a limited time only, and apparently they're serious.
They meant it.
So they're going to take them away?
Well, they'll bring them back. It'll be like McDonald's with the McRib, you know, and get everybody excited about it when it comes back.
Do they not understand that I need the taco seasoning on these fries and the cheese is so good with them? Can't we just make this an all-the-time deal?
No, you need to stay in your lane.
JC, you loved last night what happened.
What happened, Jenna?
Since we share that love for Taco Bell.
Yeah.
After the event I went to, we went to probably one of the nicest hotels in town.
Uh-huh.
And some of the guys were hungry. They ordered Taco Bell delivered to the hotel. What?
I would love to hear you
over the beeping. I'm sorry. Why is it necessary for them to beep?
I'll tell Kelly, Jenna.
I don't even know.
So Jenna was at a nice restaurant, and she had Taco Bell brought to her.
A really nice hotel. They got Taco Bell delivered.
No, I heard it, but you guys were sitting outside the nicest hotel.
Yeah, and they got Taco Bell delivered, and we all ate Taco Bell.
Aww.
I feel like that's how it should be.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
When you stay at a fancy hotel, you should always bring some Taco Bell.
It was awesome.
Or Domino's.
But how about we do some actual feel-good Friday?
Good Friday.
Because donorschoose.org, they're like a GoFundMe.
Okay.
But they only raise money for teachers to spend on their students. So this cryptocurrency company called Ripple.
Ripple.
Yeah, it's not even...
Shout out.
You got your
Ripple effect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ripple effect. There you go.
They just donated $29 million to fund all 35,000 open requests that hadn't been funded yet.
Wow.
So 35,000 teachers.
But it's cryptocurrency. So can they cash it out?
Yeah, you can cash out cryptocurrency now.
At any point?
People are mining it. They're trading it.
Wow.
You wait till it goes up. You sell. You buy when it's low.
People were all on fire about that for a minute. Now you don't hear anything about it.
People are renting houses now and putting these machines that will mine for them. And they'll find the cryptocurrency for them.
Wow.
I was talking to my buddy. My buddy's all in. They have groups of people that talk to each other from around the country.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's still
like
going strong.
A Facebook group?
I guess a Facebook group.
A support group?
Yeah, support group.
Crypto support?
Emails going back and forth. But they take it serious. And just... You don't see it as much in the news, obviously, because now it's slowed down.
Right.
But yeah, they're still hitting hard.
Russ called him yesterday trying to get him on the Today Show.
God, I was so excited when he said that.
Gosh, you're going to get him good.
In my head at first, I was like, well, it's not Ellen, but the Today Show is pretty good, too, you know? Well done, Russ. And we have a feel-good beeping.
Kelly's so mad about
so
it.
I'm so peeved about it.
Kelly, we have
fine.
To.
You got to just ignore it.
You gotta
why, who are they beeping out? What are they letting us
focus,
know?
Focus, Kelly.
But I'm just, trying to understand, why do they have to beep to let you know?
To let people know there's construction going on so nobody gets hurt.
But they're not backing up. But who are they going to run into this going up? They're not going to run into anybody going up.
That's a very good point.
They beep to let you know they're backing up. So, hey, let me get out of the way. This thing is backing up. But going up is not going to hit anybody.
They're letting people know that, hey, there's something above you going up and it could fall down.
There's nobody up there.
They're letting the Lord know, Kelly.
So
they're coming upstairs. They're going upstairs. Letting God know.
We have to be professionals. And sometimes there's
a lot of distraction.
You know? So, be a professional and tell us about the Feel Good Friday we have from a listener.
All right, this is a follow-up Feel Good Friday.
It's a follow-up.
From Courtney Crawford.
Okay.
She said, I got my glasses.
Yay. Oh, the
the lady who is
eyesight.
Going blind.
Yeah,
yes,
eSight.
The eSight glasses. She said, they are more amazing than I even imagined. Both my boys have played soccer for years, but I've never been able to see my youngest actually score a goal. And the first time he played after I got my glasses, he scored one for me.
Oh.
We have family movie night on Sundays, family game night on Wednesdays, and I've been able to not just participate, but truly see and get involved. I'm kicking butt at the fighting games on Xbox, by the way. And next, I'll try the shooting ones. Our kids' night at Sombreros raised, listen to this, $350. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
so
that
she
goes
says
kids.
It's not as much as I had hoped, but I'm a firm believer that every little bit helps. My first grocery shopping experience made me cry because it was so easy. I even saw my husband across the store, which never, ever happens. My mother-in-law said I'm more outgoing, which is hard to believe because I'm always a little out there. And baseball also started for my youngest, and for the first time, I didn't dread sitting at practice, not seeing what he was doing.
Aww.
My life has changed so much. My husband was going to drive us out to see y'all for spring break, but has a grade 3 sprain on his ankle from Area 51 Ooh. Trampoline Park. Oh, no.
Whoa.
And now he's in a boot, making it difficult to drive his standard for 6 hours. She's very detailed.
Yeah.
she and I would get along
see,
great.
You know why? Because she can see all the details.
She's
now.
Painting a picture for us.
Yeah.
She said, I was really looking forward to sitting in Big Al's chair like he offered and hitting up the zoo with Jenna. Don't forget.
Yes.
And thank y'all for helping change my life. Thank you, Kid Nation, for helping change your life. Y'all did it.
Amen.
Girl, we'll still go to the zoo.
All right, Courtney.
That was done
see
in
all
like
the
a,
animals.
In a day. That was so awesome to see Kid Nation come together and raise all that money. Speaking of not being able to see, I saw this. It's a tidbit. I'm pretty sure it was Corpus. And a firefighter set up an Easter egg hunt for kids that cannot see. So they had these Easter eggs that made these loud beeping noises, sort of the one like the one that's annoying Kelly.
Okay.
And they just went around the field, and they were able to finally take part in their
sweet.
First ever Easter egg hunt.
That's sweet.
That is.
So those gentlemen that put that together, well done, because they finally got to do it. Normally, the mom said they sit on the sideline; they don't get to they don't get to go out there and get those Easter eggs like the kids do.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
Now, is that better than my feel bad about the Taco Bell? We finished it off with some feel good out there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.